that shit every time. So that's why.
President Obama, it's my great pleasure to see you again. Recently, we met with each other frequently. Here I want to mention in particular the successful state visit that I made to the United States in September this year. And I recall in particular that at the White House, you and your wife, Michelle Obama, extended hospitality to me and my family. Here, on behalf of my wife, I want to thank you and your wife and the U.S. government for the time.
双方的工作团队努力工作，推动了中美关系取得了新进展。双方在二十国集团领导人峰会、亚太经合组织领导人非正式会议期间进行了良好的一些。第26次中美商贸联委会刚刚在广州成功举行。首次中美打击网络犯罪。 相关事项的高级别联席对话会即将在广州召开。双方在经贸、两军、人文、伊朗和叙利亚等重要的领域保持着有效的协调和合作。
After my visit, our two teams have been working very hard to make new progress in China-US relations. At the G20 summit and the APEC meeting, the two sides had good communication and coordination. The 26th meeting of the JCCP was recently successfully held in Guangzhou, and the first China-US high-level joint dialogue on fighting cybercrime and related issues will soon take place in Washington. In the meantime, the two sides have enjoyed effective coordination and cooperation on economy and trade, mill-to-mill relations, people-to-people ties, as well as important issues such as the Iranian nuclear issue and Syria.
当前呢，世界局势复杂，恐怖主义的上升，气候变化的挑战呢，国际形势不稳定，确实，在这样的背景下呢，中美两国应该牢牢把握。 构建新时代和关系的正确方向，坚持不冲突对抗，相互尊重，合作共赢为原则。从双边、地区、全球各个层面推进两国的务实交流合作，包括加强宏观经济政策的协调，共同打击一切形式的恐怖主义，合力推进本届的气候变化大会，实现预期的目标。 同时呢，建设性的方式管控分歧和敏感问题。总之啊，我们要共同努力，确保两国关系持续健康、稳定的发展，维护和促进亚太地区乃至世界的和平稳定和繁荣。
At the present, the world economy is recovering slowly. Terrorism is on the rise, and climate change is an acute challenge. There is more instability and uncertainty in the international situation. Against this backdrop, it's very important for China and the United States to be firmly committed to the right direction of building a new model of major country relations. Follow the principle of non-confrontation and non-conflict, mutual respect and win-win cooperation, and carry forward our practical exchanges and cooperation at the bilateral, regional, and global levels, which would include enhancing macroeconomic policy coordination, working together to combat all forms of terrorism, and partnering with each other to help the climate conference deliver its expected targets. In the meantime, it's important that we manage our differences and sensitive issues in a constructive way. All in all, we need to work together to ensure the sustained, healthy, and the steady growth of our bilateral relations and maintain and promote peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region and the world at large.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate very much the opportunity to meet once again with President Xi. As he mentioned, we had a very successful state visit this past year, and we have been able to coordinate our activities during the course of the G20 and APEC meeting. And nowhere has our coordination been more necessary or more fruitful than the topic that we're here to discuss during the Paris conference, and that is how the world can come together to arrest the pace of climate change.
非常感谢习主席刚才这番话。我正如刚才习主席所提到的，去年习主席对美国进行了非常成功的国事访问，而在此之后，我们不管是在 G20 或者 APEC 期间，都进行了很好的协调，而这种协调确实非常有必要，也给我们带来了很好的成果。而这种协调在这个气候变化这种会议上变得尤为重要。
As two largest economies in the world and the two largest carbon emitters, we have both determined that it is our responsibility to take action. And since our historic joint announcement of our post-2020 climate targets in Beijing last year, more than 180 countries have followed in announcing their own targets. And so our leadership on this issue has been absolutely vital. And I appreciate President Xi's consistent cooperation on this issue.
作为世界上最大的两个经济体以及最大的两个排放国，我们有采取行动的，我们肩负着采取行动的责任。自从我们去年在北京历史性的共同宣布我们在2020年以后的减排目标以后，已经有186个国家跟着我们宣布了他们各自的目标。在这，因此在这方面，美中两国发挥的领导作用至关重要，也借此感谢贵国在这方面与我们进行的合作。
The United States and China also come here with a common vision for what's needed in the Paris Agreement, including moving toward a low carbon global economy this century, enhancing transparency to build trust, and robust financial support to help developing countries adapt. And here in Paris, we will be working together to try to deliver on that vision.
此次美国和中国参加这次巴黎会议，还有着我们共还带来了我们共同的愿景，这包括在本世纪走向全球低碳的经济，加强透明度，以建立互信，以及为帮助发展中国家适应而提供强劲的资金支柱支持。此次在巴黎，我们正共同努力兑现这个愿景。
We've also been able to set up a number of key forums for us to find additional areas of cooperation through our strategic and economic dialogues and our military to military exchanges. We've been able to enhance security.Help to strengthen the global economy and manage conflicts in various hotspots around the world. And I want to particularly express our condolences over the killing of a recent Chinese hostage by ISIL. I think it indicates the degree that this is a threat to all of our nations. And I look forward to discussing how China can play a greater role in addressing this crisis.Especially supporting the political transition in Syria and assisting on humanitarian needs. Because what's clear is that when China is invested in helping to resolve global problems, all of us, including the United States, benefits.
除此之外，我们还在其他一些重要的论坛，这个进行其他方面的合作，全面方进行这个全面的合作，包括美中战略与经济对话，我们两军之间的关系。以及在安全领域，在全球经济这个领域，还有在全球各地的热点问题上，都在加强合作。在此，我也想就最近中国人质被伊斯兰国杀害的事件表示哀悼。我们期待着讨论中国在帮助解决这个危机方面如何可以发挥更大的作用这个问题。很显然的是， 每当中国投身于帮助解决全球问题的时候，美国以及全世界都会受益。
Of course, as President Xi indicated, there are differences between our countries. That's natural. But on issues like cybersecurity and maritime issues, I think President Xi and I have developed a candid way of discussing these issues, and our teams have found ways to work through these tensions in a constructive fashion. And we hope to build on that today. And I'm also looking forward to President Xi's hosting the next G20 meeting in Hangzhou. And that will give us an additional opportunity to work to strengthen the global economy, to deal with issues like sustainable development. I think once again show the world that there's far more that the United States and China have in common than separates us, and that when we work together, good things happen.
当然，我们两国之间也还有存在分歧的领域，这我们将直率的利用这次机会讨论这些分歧。我们将讨论我们各自政府，比如在网络空间方面的行为。这个在这方面，我和习主席以及我们双方的团队已经展开了这个建设性的会谈。那我期待着能够就此再接再厉，也期待着贵国在下次在杭州举行的G20 这个会议，这都将表明我们可以合作的领域非常广阔。
谢谢。
Thank you very much.